You want anything? A cup of coffee and a glass of water.
The Railroad Cafe in Bessemer, Alabama isn't all that busy on Wednesday mornings. Even in a crowd, it's hard to miss James Bo McDonald. He's the lead Santa at Birmingham's Galleria Mall and a dead ringer for the jolly old elf.
Just being in store and stuff throughout the year, I have children and adults both come up to me all the time.
It's always exciting to see the children running up to him and giving him a big old bear hug. You know.
That's Mr. McDonald's wife, Mae McDonald. She plays Mrs. Claus when the pair does photo shoots, and she got her husband started wearing the red suit.
Well, I started being Santa in 2005. Mae and my daughter bought me a Santa suit for my birthday, and it took off from there, basically.
Her reason was simple.
When his beard started turning white.
Sometimes Mother Nature can get a mall Santa's beard and hair that snowy white, but for other Santas, that white color comes in a jar.
Usually people do their hair like once every 2 weeks.
That's Steve Pennington, Santa Bo's former partner. I met him in his hiding place in the lower level of the Brookwood Village. He shared some grooming tricks of the trade to get the white just right.
The lady that first told me my formula that I used was one of those hairstylists that worked for the Coca-Cola company in Atlanta. And they had the formula for making all the Santa's beards look uniform. So that's where I got the hand-me-down recipe for what I do.
The white color may come in a jar, but the beards are real, though.
Now, there are people who are still what we call designer beard Santa Clauses. And when job requests come in and go out from the vendors, they will sometimes specify that a designer beard Santa Claus is okay, or they'll specifically only real bearded Santa Claus.
A real beard is also a requirement for some of the national organizations.
There's several national organizations. One we're part of is the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas. Everybody shares jobs with one another because people in some parts of the country will get job requests in other areas, and they can call up another brother and ask him to, could he do this particular job? So it's a very much a work share situation.
The Santas are connected by their organizations, and the mall photographers are part of three or four large companies that cover the whole country. The third part of the equation is the malls themselves.
I actually oversee 8 shopping centers across the country.
Glenn Miller is the portfolio marketing director for Cypress Equities, the managing agent for Brookwood Village.
Brookwood Village is the dominant destination for visiting Santa. Our nearest competition doesn't really have a program like that. And the enclosed shopping mall that's down the road can't compete with our singing Santas.
Having Santa around is good for business at the mall. However, some kids want things that might not be available at Brookwood. Mr. Pennington hardly has to think when you ask him for a story.
So this kid came in and told me he wanted a hazmat suit. So he was all about the hazmat suit, and he got a very elaborate description of the hazmat suit and what it needed, the pieces and the parts and the hood.
Sometimes the kids provide comic relief. Sometimes their effect is more heartwarming. Bo McDonald has his favorite story ready, too.
The first day I went to the chair at Bass Pro Shop, we changed back in what we call, actually where the boat parts were. And as I came out, there was a little Down syndrome boy coming, wrapped his arms around my legs, says, "I love Santa." And lo and behold, he was the first one I had my picture made with. So I'll always remember that one.
Mr. McDonald and Mr. Pennington have been in the business for 11 and 32 years, respectively, so they have plenty of stories from the holiday season. However, that leaves another 10 months of the year. The McDonalds try to take it slow.
Well, we're both retired, and I do a little bit of transporting vehicles. I go to the different auctions for a company and pick them up and bring them back to the car lot. That's basically all I do. Plus, like I say, we're retired.
Mae McDonald says they're busy anyway.
Right now we're remodeling, so that's keeping us really hopping.
Private parties add into the schedules of Santas. Many have mall jobs as well as doing corporate events and photo sessions. Santa Steve says there's more work than the current Santas can fill, creating a Santa shortage.
It's no secret in the retail world that brick-and-mortar places are not surviving as well as they used to because people purchase on the Internet. So there's not as much emphasis on going out and going shopping like there once was. So Santa becomes the draw then.
Stores like Toys R Us, Publix, and Walmart have all started using Santas on the weekends. Mr. Pennington is trying to do his part.
I discovered 3 new Santas this year, or 3 new people this year that want to do Santa have grown out their beards the last 6 months, a year or so, because of the shortage with all the new stores adding Santas. You have to, OJT, on job training. We have to get it somewhere.
For those who have a little more time to learn, there's another option.
There are Santa Claus schools, so we can refer them, and they're held all over the country. There's a gentleman in California that actually travels across the United States and hosts his. Some of these guys do travel and just holding the satellite locations, and then they advertise across the message boards.
All the training, organization, and planning is ultimately about sitting down and talking to the kids. Santa Steve is almost ready. He just needs his coat and hat.
This is a Russian outerwear robe for Father Frost, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty classy looking. In Russia, Father Frost is Santa. And the best thing about it is in Russia, he's not served cookies and milk. He gets a shot of vodka.
The kids don't care about that, though. They care that it's almost time for the best part of the year.
1, 2, 3.
For APR News, I'm Allison Mollenkamp in Tuscaloosa.